Jen and Tim Show, Cleveland Star 102, today's hits and yesterday's favorites. Boy, are we shining the star spotlight on Sarah Horrible of Westlake. She won the Cleveland Marathon. 26.2 miles, that is a lot of running.
Yeah, it is a pretty far distance.
Are your legs gelatinous today?
I am definitely feeling it today. Man. I got out of bed around a half an hour ago and I was like, whoa, quads are feeling a little rough today.
I can't even understand how you do this. Like, I have so many questions for you that I don't even know where to begin. So, obviously, you trained for this. You're an excellent runner. You finished in first place. Have you run a marathon prior to this? I'm assuming that's the case.
Yes. Yesterday, that was my fifth marathon.
Okay. Fifth marathon and you won it. Oh, my gosh.
Is this the first time you won a marathon?
Yes. First time that I've won.
And what did it feel like when you crossed that finish line? I guess at what point did you know you were going to win? Was someone right on your tail? Like, how close was the next person?
So I was actually in third place until mile 15, and then I passed a girl to get into second, and then it wasn't till mile 19 that I got into first place, and I wasn't too far ahead of her for a couple miles, and then she might have been hurting. I mean, she's dropped way behind me. I think she ended up finishing third. And when I turned around and she was nowhere in sight, I kind of knew I had it.
That's amazing. What a feeling that must have been for you.
Oh, it was so exciting to cross that finish line because, I mean, I'm born and raised in the Cleveland area. And to win this marathon, it was, like, it was a huge deal for me. And to be able to run through that banner as they held it, I've never had that moment before.
I have a silly question. So the shoes you wore yesterday, A, were they brand new or were they broken in? And B, what do you do with them now? Are they still good or are they completely destroyed after running a marathon?
So I have been wearing these shoes the entire training cycle. I got them the very beginning of March. So I've done pretty much all of my runs and definitely all of my long runs in these shoes. They're Saucony Kinvara 9s, by the way. They're the best running shoes ever. I've had like 10 pairs of these shoes. Yeah, they're a little beat up now, so I think it's time to order some new shoes. But I'm going to keep them because these are special shoes.
Yeah.
You have to like retire them to your wall or like frame them or something.
Yes, I'm definitely keeping them.
So when you're not running, what are you doing?
I am a teacher, actually.
Oh, what are the kids going to say when they see you after this race? They knew you were doing it?
Yeah, they did know. So I don't know. I'll find out tomorrow. I took today off to recover because I knew my legs were going to be hurting. I just need some rest. So I'll see all of them tomorrow.
Well, that's really exciting. Shout out to a fellow Westlakean. I also live in Westlake. So very cool.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, that is cool.
I was
very
excited.
You'll see Jen running around Crocker Park.
That's about all you'll see me doing. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for getting up early and talking to us this morning. Congratulations on winning the Cleveland Marathon. Such a big deal.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was definitely a very cool experience.